Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Whoo, Messy, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people, my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Booking the Territory. Oh, yeah.
This is a one-man gang. You're listening to Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of Booking the Territory, the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. We're recording this on the night of June 20th, 2018. It won't air until June the 28th, 2018, so we're a week ahead. Just letting you all know that. And we're covering the NWA WCW episode from March 14th, 1987. That's right. Steamrolling right along as we go through, get into the spring of 1987, and things are changing, things are happening, as we have seen in the last few weeks. All that said, I'm sitting here myself, Doc Harper, ready to roll, with the three amigos, or the free birds, as Robert Silver on Twitter calls us. The free birds of podcasting are back. I didn't call myself that, Robert did, so there you go. Doc, how you doing tonight, man? You good?
Yeah, I left work about 11:30. You know, I slipped out so I could come home and start getting my pregame on for this. So I'm ready to go. I heard the show I missed a couple of weeks ago, man. You were saying I was in the hospital and shit. That dude, that's a HIPAA violation. I'm suing your ass.
Well, good luck, because I don't have any money. So
you got all that T-shirt money. You got the patron money.
Yeah,
we're on to you, punk.
Okay, Harper, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Michael.
Living a dream, brother, huh?
Yeah.
I hear that, man. So how was your Father's Day, Doc? We're recording this a few days after.
Well, my kids loved me, so it was great. How about you?
It was good, man. You know, I got bitched at about a trash can all weekend.
I got Father's Day story to tell y'all.
Wait a minute. First of all, before you do that, because we need to clear out a big space for whatever it is you're about to say. I want to tie something up with Menace over here. Was your existing trash can broken, or did you put something in it that was so heinous that it made it unworkable going forward?
Perfect working condition.
Oh, okay. Well, then you needed one. I got you.
I don't know about need.
That's why you need a new one.
Well, there was not a need. It was that's called want.
No, you know, that's a need.
Broads needs, are. Dude.
Once they filter it through their vaginal uterine walls, it becomes need.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to talk about it. Harper.
All right, so Harper, please tell us your Father's Day story.
Please.
All right. I've been dating this chick, Ann, for like a full while.
Wait. Why are we just now hearing about that?
I don't know. That's just the way it is.
Sorry, ladies. No line deforming to the right.
Yeah. Hands off the merchandise. And okay. We fucking went out to eat, right? She has two daughters.
God.
Yeah, I know, huh? Fuck.
How old are they?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? And 16.
Oh they're wow. Grown. Okay.
Right, yeah. And we go to this restaurant, and they got a sign that says half off of Father's Day.
So for, fathers. You pretend. Yep. God.
I was the dad for like 20 minutes.
That's fraud, bruh.
I don't give a fuck.
That's wrong.
I hear you. How much money did you save by being the dad that day?
Dude, like fucking $20?
Hey, that's winning, brother.
Fuck what, yeah,
restaurant,
it is.
What restaurant were you at?
Fuck, I ain't even going to say the name of it.
What's it?
It was a barbecue place.
I was about to say, because you were talking about going to Waffle House a couple years ago.
Oh, right. I was trying. That's where I was going.
Okay. Was it slightly classier than Waffle House?
Slightly. Very slightly.
Okay.
Gotta love it. All right. Oh, man. Hey, Doc, you got...
Well, do you want to talk about naked Charlotte Flair or Big Van Vader dying?
I would like to R.I.P. Big Van Vader, Leon White.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about Charlotte Flair naked doing a magazine because I just don't.
So you're a necrophiliac. I get it.
Not really.
Her okay. boobs are messed up. You ever
seen who Vader?
I don't find any of that funny.
Well, they're all going to be decaying soon.
Be what?
What?
What? Nothing.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but whatever. Keep going. What else you got, Doc?
Nothing. Big Van Vader, dude. That guy was a force in the Mastodon. He was a force in wrestling, and I wish you'd quit being disrespectful about him.
Bull crap. He was one of the biggest, best big men ever. He was agile.
Here's the problem. We need to fess up with all the listeners out there. Big Van Vader really came into his prime when Mike and I were too busy chasing ass to watch wrestling.
That's true. I saw more of him than Doc did, but Doc like completely pretty much whiffed. Whereas I remember him and I remember his battles with Sting, but like Doc was like completely gone. He was just like he definitely was chasing all the ass. And but Vader was a badass dude, man. Shit. You hear
he'll just knock your eye out of your head.
No, that was Stan Hansen that knocked Vader's eye out of his head. Get the
there
story
you
right.
go.
Yeah. I'm sure Harper's got better memories of Vader than you and I do because he was.
Yeah, wasn't he managed by Harley Race?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at one point.
Didn't Cornette manage him at WWE?
WWF, yep. Cornette
right, managed
him for a little while. Sure did. But Vader was a bad son of a gun, man. He was a bad motor scooter dude.
I think he was managed by Paul Bearer for a short while. He was in a tag team with Mankind.
He was managed by Jim Cornette, pal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vader was, dude, rest in peace, man. It's kind of, you know, it's crazy, man. I mean, he was doing better from his heart troubles, and then it just kind of.
Pneumonia,
I think
dude.
I think I saw he had pneumonia. But rest in peace, Big Van Vader, Leon White. Entertained us, man. You were a big man. You spent a lot of your prime, I guess, in Japan, but WWF got you pretty much too late. You had some damn good years in WCW, so thank you. And,
he can't hear you. Stop talking to him.
Alright, nice. we'll go to the shout-outs next. I got a couple of shout-outs, and then I got something from the YouTube channel that I need to read to y'all. And first off, I want to shout out at Clifton611 on Twitter. Clifton, thanks for becoming a patron. Special shout out to you because we're both NOLA guys. And Harper's a Metairie guy, so we'll give him a pass. But he's from Louisiana. We're all Saints fans, though, unlike Doc. So shout out to at Clifton611. Appreciate that. And then Larry Walker, I don't have your Twitter, but if you have one, please send it to me and I will shout you out. Thanks for becoming a patron as well. Doc, what the hell are you texting me, man? What is this shit?
Nothing. I was going to tell you I got a Doc spotlight this week.
Oh, okay, what you got?
Well, I got to look here, man. I can't see this. My phone's a little scummy on the top. Is it Iron Sheehy? Iron Sheehy?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's a guy named Iron Sheehy. He gave us a 5-star review on the gimmick,
iTunes.
And I'll read it out here because, you know, I want to tell you guys we're getting darn close to bringing these broads on here.
I don't want to do it, man. Fuck.
I don't either. They're not that great. I mean, we should have come up with a better prize. This was like Harper blows a guy or something. That
whoa,
was
it, dude.
But we should set up iPay-per-view for patrons that Harper will fight the special guy that attacked him in a return match.
Hey, $20 is $20, bro.
That's right. Hey, anyway,
what you get, brother.
Well, you know, Harper and him could have a real match, and money's in the comeback, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Iron Sheehy, he says, hooked from the minute I started listening. Doc tells it like it is. Harper is hilarious. And Mike Menace is a great host. Well, that part's not so good. Would love to see where this goes next once NWA and Smoky Mountain Reviews run its course. Perhaps Mid-Atlantic and AWA. Great work, guys. Iron Sheehy.
There you go. So be like Iron Sheehy and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and then we'll try to make sure we get these broads in. My broad is like not wanting to do it now, but we'll see where that goes. And
my broad keeps asking about this. I'm getting scared.
The brawl that we just found out about that just popped out of nowhere? Wow.
She'll text me like, what are you doing on podcast? She's like, well, how do you do that? Like, what is it? I'm like, it's fucking Skype.
Let's call her up right now.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
I'll pass. No. We got a show to do. All right. So I told y'all about people complaining on YouTube about the Kerry promo of the week that we did where Kerry was a cloud. So here's the exact like, I guess, thing this guy typed, and I won't say the name. Who
say
are these
it.
Morons? No, because I don't want to give them any more publicity than I'm giving them.
Yeah, really.
Who are these morons critiquing Kerry's promo? No, Kerry couldn't cut a promo. So what? My response, hi, thanks for stopping by. Nice to meet you. Glad you watched the video. May all your dreams come true. We're just here to be blessed and be a blessing, pal. Well, one of our other longtime listeners came in, JH, and he responded and said, see, we're not someone that just can't fuck something up. We gotta fuck it all the way up. That's our listeners that we love.
There you go.
That's how you treat it well. All right.
You don't just beat a dead horse. You drag it into the town square and start sodomizing it.
Jesus, you're right about that. All right, y'all ready to do this week's Saturday night?
Yeah.
Well, anything I was singing the music. I was singing the music, but I don't really know it because it's new.
That Salad Jesse Raphael sounded music.
Yeah, they should have been doing that music first and then switched to the 605 music that everybody remembers later.
Yeah.
They Shivani, got it all wrong.
I was listening to Shivani's show this afternoon. He was complaining about the music from when it changed.
Hey, before we get into that, I was listening to last week's Bruce Pritchard show, and he said that Rodney Mack is working at Wildcat Wrestling down in New Orleans.
He did.
Okay, right. Well, that's what Bruce said on his show.
He did, back in the day.
And I guess I should just go ahead and say hi, Conrad, since I know he listens.
Dude, when did Rodney work for Wildcat, Harper? It was like 4 years ago, at least.
When we first started, like, dude.
Yeah.
Our first, like, our second show ever.
Yeah. it's been a long
But Wildcat Wrestling got named on the Bruce Prichard show.
Whoa. We are a big deal.
Well, and as far as BTT goes, no matter how many times Conrad asks, we ain't coming to StarCast.
You're an asshole. Conrad, take that up with Doc, not Mike. Let's get that squared away. There you go.
Hit me up on Twitter. We'll get to talk about it. See if we can hammer out a deal.
Dude, Conrad had me rolling. They were talking about Dark Journey on What Happened When today. And they do this skit where they make fun of JR. And they go, Sassafras.
They've been doing that, dude.
Right. So he was acting like JR, and he goes, and they were talking about Dark Journey, and he's like, Sassafras in that ass.
Come on.
Sassafras in that ass. Talking about Dark Journey? Oh, my God. I was hyperventilating. But anyway, all right, we'll keep going because we got to get into the show. So we are doing, like I said, this will be NWA WCW Saturday Night on TBS from March 14, 1987. Sponsored by you, the patron. If you love this show and you are not a patron, please consider becoming one for as little as $2 a month. Less than 7 cents per day. You can pledge more, you know, to support us and our 8 free shows every single month and get the exclusive BTT content like the world-class shows, all the other, you know, off-the-cuff stuff we do. Doc and I just cut a pre-show where we did a what-if, and the what-if was dealing with Barry and Lex Luger if the roles were flipped coming into Karaka Promotions when they came in at the end of 86 and early 87. So there you go. Again, tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Become a patron. Great way to support the show. Let's get into this thing. Show opens up with Ole making his way into the ring, JJ throwing a fit, and what appears to be JJ telling Cornette to go take care of Ole right now. More to come on that later on in this show, according to Crockett and Shivani. And then there's an opening promo. I hadn't planned on playing it, so I was going to get your thoughts. It's Garvin and Wyndham. And, you know, what do you have from that one, Doc? I mean, they're just talking about the match with Ivan and Murdoch later.
I had nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have shit.
From the beginning, I like the fact that JJ's outsourcing Ole to Corny and Bubba, but.
Well, he's got to pay somebody. I mean, he runs Tully Blanchard Enterprises. JJ makes a lot of money, so.
He's making shit happen.
You damn right about that. So then we go to the first match after all that goes down. Jimmy Garvin versus Randy Barber. Garvin wins, obviously. Doc, any thoughts on the match?
Wait, who was that?
Jimmy Garvin and Randy Barber.
No, not a single note. No.
You either, Harper?
I just love watching Garvin take his pants off, man.
What?
He looks like a little kid that shit in his pants. He's like, Mama, I pooed on myself. And like, all right, take your pants off. God damn it.
Mama.
Yeah, mama. 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 I poo-pooed.
I poo-pooed.
You don't remember a couple weeks back when Harper was talking about how Garvin, like, he stands there and he looks like the kid that's being stripped down so he can get in the bathtub?
No, I drink heavily, dude. I don't remember this show.
Dude.
I don't remember I don't remember the beginning of the show by the time we get to the end of this shit.
He popped me when he explained it that day. That was hilarious because it's true. He stands there and he puts his arms out and he stands there and like Precious, she just undresses.
They're like in their 60s. I wonder if they still do that today. When he's,
he's right, though. Go ahead, Doc. My bad.
They're just in the bedroom getting ready for bed, and she's like takes him out of his day clothes and puts him into his jammies.
Oh man!
Then she sprays some spray, and they go to bed.
All right. Well, we'll keep going on that note.
She'll
be coming
around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, yes. All right, let's keep going. We got. I'm gonna skip past Nikita's part because it's a bunch of gibberish, and I'll go straight to Dusty. We got Nikita and Dusty out there. Here it is.
Crockett Cup. You know, when you talk about $1 million and the lifestyle of rich and famous, Nature Boy Ric Flair, here coming back, you know, Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, Superpowers, $1 million, Jim Crockett Sr., Memorial Cup, holding the cup, is fucking like a monkey. Being the champion of the Jim Crockett Sr. Memorial Cup says you're the best that night at what you do. Dick Murdoch, Ivan Koloff, Pietro, you got your hands full today on this TV. I hope you're in shape enough to meet Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the Superpowers, Nikita Koloff at that cup. And before that transpires, I want to tell Larry Bird and everybody in listening distance in Boston, baby, that the dream is coming to the garden for Big Baba. It's going to be bad to the bone.
Dusty and Nikita, the Superpowers. Fans, when we come back, we'll take a look at that conversation between Ole Anderson and Big Baba. Don't you go away.
All right, Harper, what you got from that, if anything?
You think fucking Larry Bird's sitting there waiting for him?
No, what? I don't remember if he really was friends with Larry.
I would be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I certainly believe Flair and Magic, or Flair and the Lakers, because I don't know. It just seems like the Flair thing to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows? Dusty stealing Bullet Bob's lines about being bad to the
That's
moment.
What I was wondering about.
Yeah, really.
I was like, look, pal, yeah, I'm the one that's bad to the bone.
Right, right. You imagine Bullet Bob like, what the hell, dude? I don't steal your shit.
I'm out here looking scrawny in this singlet, dude. Don't steal my line.
Yeah. What the hell, bro? So anyway, all right. Well, they go from that.
Okay.
So my bad. What did you have? My bad.
How many guys on that roster could say something like that to Dusty? Because I think Bob Armstrong might could have.
Harper, what you think?
I think Bullet Bob could.
What about Ron Garvin?
Ron Garvin or Wahoo?
Yeah. Wahoo's still around?
Yeah.
It ain't many, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Flair.
Everybody else is going to have to just eat it if Dusty. Sorry, kid.
I'm taking that fit, baby. Sorry, kid. I'm taking that fit, baby. That's mine, nah. You hear me? I'm using it because I'm bad to the bone. He can't even say the list stops him from saying it. Shit. Okay.
Let's keep going. We up next, we got a – they show a clip of Big Bubba heading to the ring to go after Ole. Ole quickly disposes of Bubba. Then we cut to the next match. Doc, did you have anything from that recap that they showed? It wasn't much.
Ole might be an old man, but he just took off his jacket, members only jacket, and said, let's do this.
One thing about this show, and I'll throw it to Harper, we're going to find out shortly that Ole means business. Did you have anything from that recap, though, Harper?
Dude, fucking Ole's really – I like this side of him more than the Four Horsemen side.
Come on!
Yeah, dude. It's just – he just seems very fucking pissed off, and he's ready to kick their fucking ass.
He's real, bro, right here. We're going to get to it. In a few. So next up, we got the Barbarian versus Zane Smith. Barbarian wins. Zane Smith screwed up a spot at the very start of the match. I was surprised Barbarian didn't do something crazy to kill him, but Barbarian wins. Any thoughts from the match, Hopper?
I saw where he fucked up. I think he was supposed to pick him up. He was supposed to choke him. And I kept waiting for him to like kick the shit out of him, but I guess he figured, you know, it's whatever. Fuck this guy. The guy don't fucking know. So he didn't kill him.
He better be happy he wasn't when they were running. Yeah. Doc, anything from that match?
I thought Dundee, I didn't have any specific notes, but Dundee was funny on the stick during that match.
Yeah. He's
he's always good. Yeah,
he is. He's really funny, man. He's a runaway train. Well, they go to a promo next, and it's Francis Crockett giving us a historical tour of Baltimore. I'm not playing
it. Oh, God. That fucking shithole.
Jesus.
Did you see it when she says, come see our train museum or some shit? And it's just a couple of fucking trains just sitting on the track. Is that?
Take my ass down to where they shot the wire and fucking see if you can get the fuck out.
Yeah. Damn. Fuck that.
Y'all hating on Baltimore. Holy shit.
And the wire was real, dude. And that shit was good, and you never saw it because you don't watch good television. You're too busy in there snuggled up to Sasha watching Total Divas.
Jesus, and you still never saw the fucking Sopranos.
Never. And he ain't listening to us. We've been doing this for years. He ain't even listened to us.
No, I'm binging right now the third season of
Blackish.
Better Call Saul.
Is it Blackish?
Better Call Saul.
Oh.
Halbert, have you watched? Are you caught up on it, or did you stop?
No. I kind of,
when he quit watching WWF, he didn't have to watch Usos matches. So
he
quit watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's pretty good. It's slow, but I like it, man. It's nice storytelling, man. It's good. So, but dude, there's only so many hours in a day. I can't just get the Sopranos in overnight. I mean, it's a lot to watch, dumbass. Okay, we'll keep going. Francis Crockett, again, gives us a historical tour of Baltimore. And then we go to the next match. Barry Windham and Ronnie Garvin versus Ivan Koloff, Dick Murdoch. Just shit hits the fan, man. Garvin, I'll go to the finish. Garvin backdrops Ivan. Garvin hits Ivan with the hands of stone. Knocks out Ivan, but Murdoch interferes. Then Pietrov comes in. Ref is obviously distracted. Garvin sits on Ivan and gives him some chin nuts. But the ref is distracted, though, and doesn't make the three count. Cornette, out of nowhere, comes out. Garvin grabs Cornette, but Bobby Eaton is behind Cornette. Garvin grabs, as he's got Corny, Eaton takes Corny's racket and knocks the shit out of Garvin. Ivan rolls on to Garvin. Ref counts to three. New U.S. Tag Team Champions, the Redneck Trader, and Ivan Koloff are the U.S. Tag Champs. Doc, you first. What you think?
Great match.
Imagine that in a live arena.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Been even bigger. A very, very clever finish with lots of moving parts. Everybody getting into their spots. Yep. And I have a wrestling question for you guys. So, traditionally speaking, heel calls the match, right?
Yeah, traditionally.
Who calls it when Ron Garvin and Ivan Koloff are in there together?
I think Ivan still calls it.
I think they both probably still played a role in it.
Okay. Yeah. Just wondering there, because, like, he's Uncle Ivan, and I have a feeling that with most everybody, they defer to him, but I'm not, again, does Ron Garvin.
I mean, I think it's a collaborative effort. You also got Murdoch in there too. I mean, so
yeah, that's true, huh?
I mean, you got three long-time veterans in there. Long-time veterans. You know the years that were in that match right there?
Lots.
Think about that. You got Murdoch. I mean, that's just, that's insane. You got Murdoch and Barry Windham ain't a spring. I mean, he's young. Don't get me wrong. He's been around for a while, though, and he's been in big spots. But Garvin, between Garvin, Koloff, and Murdoch, that's a lot of years. I ain't even trying to do that math in my head, but they've been around the block for a while. You got one that's going to be a world champion, one that was a WWF champion, and Dick Murdoch, who he might not have been a world champion, but he was busting people's ass all around the world. So, what else you got from it, Doc?
That's it.
Harper, anything from you?
I like how they kept they kept teasing the tag, kept teasing it and teasing it and teasing it and teasing it. And, dude, that crowd was hot. That sounded more than just like 200 people in there.
Yeah, that's why I said, that's what made me say, imagine if they were in like, you know, the Greensboro Coliseum or you know, any of the other venues that they would go to where they shot the live stuff. Man, I mean, we've seen it where they can get 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people just going freaking nuts.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, yeah, they did it on TBS, and hey, mm-hmm. Fine. All right, well, I'll go to the promo after the match. Here is Murdoch, Ivan Koloff, and Pietrov. Well, obviously, Pietrov's not going to talk, so here it is.
Obvious what a battle this was. We don't need to comment on what happened. We all saw what happened, but go ahead.
They never touched us.
Murdoch blown
up. They never touched us. It was a great, great, great victory for the team of Ivan Koloff and Dick Murdoch. I'm telling you, I don't know how to win them. And him and Garvin held on the time slow. They never touched us, but we're ready for the Crockett Cup. The United States Tag Team Champions on a deserving trio.
There you the fans. New champions. Ivan and Murdoch. We're coming right back. Don't you go away.
Harper, thoughts on that really quick promo right there?
He's like blowing up, but not as bad as Luger.
And
our fucking Horner, but he's a fat guy.
Well, And when I said blowing up, like, I mean, in a way, acting like he's, because he wasn't, like you said, he wasn't blown up like they are on a promo. I felt like there was some acting involved where it was like, oh, I just been through a war and we did it all right and we won. That's how I meant. Just laying it on thick. So I agree. Definitely. Dude, Horner blown up after a promo is just like, God, what am I watching?
What the hell?
Anything else, Harper?
No. I just, all right. That just stuck out to me.
Yeah, I hear that. Doc, what did you have from it?
Man, it don't matter if it's 2018 or 1987. When you turn to the Russians, you get your needs met, right?
I thought we were
politics free. What are you doing talking about politics?
It's so funny that this is like the whole Russian angle in 80s wrestling.
It worked every time.
Dude, it was like, this is great, man, to have you couldn't do it without it. Even the shitty Russians in 80s wrestling, and I'm not talking about like up in WWF, like they had Korchenko in UWF. That shit still worked, man, because they draped the damn Russian flag. They busted Bill Watts' head open and draped the Russian flag over him on UWF TV. It was fantastic. That shit just worked, bruh. They need to bring that shit back, except do it with ISIS, like we always talk about.
You gotta do ISIS, man.
Yeah, that's the only way. You could do it if he was an Arab.
All right, here we go. We got Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express coming out. Here they are.
Okay, Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express. You know what the real crime of it all is? Not that they lost the titles. The crime of it is that he didn't get to pull you in the ring with him.
What are you talking about, huh?
Ronnie Gar, we all saw it on TV, Jim.
What'd you say? I haven't been paying attention. I've been back here talking to Mama on the phone, talking about the stock market and stuff. What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I don't know. What are you talking about, Tony?
Go ahead. Why did he?
Well, you mean did they win the belts? Dick Murdoch and Ivan Koloff won the United States Tag Team title?
Yeah, right here on
TV.
Well,
boy, I tell you what, I knew that they were a good team, and I'm just pleased to see them get what they deserve. I tell you what, that Murdoch and Koloff, they're going to be a team to watch out for in that Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup. I'm going to have my boys ready, because if they won the U.S. title right here on television, then they must be some tough kind of team, Tony. I wish I'd have been around here to see that. Oh, well, you know something, the Goofy Garvin brothers, things are going down the tubes for them. Ronnie, I guess, now he's lost the United States Tag Team title. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not my fault. Well, whose fault is it, Jimmy? Mother Nature's? Whose fault is it that you're an idiot, that you want to stick next to that goofy brother of yours? Whose fault is it you got that bimbo coming to the ring with you, huh? Whose fault is that? Where'd you pick her up? The Greyhound bus? Yeah, I know what it was. He found her at the Greyhound bus station. On the wall, it said, "For a good time, call Precious, 867-5309. But that's all behind her now. Now she got five different lines and an answering service. But I tell you what, Precious, I've said a bunch of bad things about you, so I thought what I'd do is I'd make it up to you. I brought you a full-course dinner right here today, darling. Now, these things, besides being good and nutritious, they will clean your teeth, Precious, which is something you're in dire need of. You dog-fucking little thing. Tony, you can have a bite later on. Now, let me tell you people something. Besides getting rid of the Garvin brothers, all across the country, we are going to have a campaign against the Garvin brothers. That no-good stinking Ronnie Garvin wants to get me in a cage. Well, let me tell you something. Besides the fact that my mother has the best corporate attorneys that money can buy, and they're going to tie this thing up until we all got long white beards, you got to get through the lawyers, which is nearly impossible. But then you got to get through my men, which is impossible. Loverboy Dennis and beautiful Bobby the Midnight Express and my man Big Bubba Rogers, the baddest man in the world. Garvin, you get through the lawyers and you get through them. We may all be real, real old. And one more thing, at Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup, you know, I understand I talked to Gary Juster, who is the host promoter of that thing up there in Baltimore, the Wally Cox of professional wrestling, and he said tickets are selling like hotcakes, brother, because everybody wants to come and see the number 6 seed Midnight Express take and overtake that conspiracy, take and beat the odds, take and do what we said we're going to do, and that's win that cup and win that $1 million, even though the deck was purposely stacked against us by Jim Crockett. All of our fans all across the country are coming to see that thing because they know that we're going to beat the odds, baby, and we are going to go all the way to the top, all the way to the finals, and we're going to have that cup, which Bobby's going to be drinking Miller out of, and I'm going to put some Pepsi in, and then we're going to have that $1 million, which Dennis is going to buy him 25 more sports cars to go with the 18 he's already got, and then everybody will know that we are the greatest, and I sure am sorry. I'm going to have to send a sympathy card to Ronnie and Barry for losing their belts. Come on, guys, let's go. I feel a tear coming on.
Okay, let's go to the ring.
Oh, man. Doc, you go first.
Shivani's disgusted here. Where do you start with that, dude? First of all, he's rattling it off. Do you know what 867-5309 is?
Yeah, that was that song.
Yeah, okay, good job.
Who sang that?
There's a guy named Tommy Two-Tone.
Okay, I do remember it, yeah.
Dude, when he busted out the Milk Bones, that shit was a rap. So let me tell you this. How hot does this episode have to be when he's already, after cutting that promo, out of the running for my Rolex? He ain't getting it.
Yeah. You ain't lying, because that's a legit promo of the week type thing where, like, if not, I wasn't even doing this episode, I'd be like, let's listen to this promo, because that's how good it is. I mean, he went clean off. I mean, he called Precious a hoe, basically.
He was working stiff on her.
Dude, and when he pulled out the box of old meaty bones, like, I remember those things in the commercials for him in the 80s. Like, that was like the fucking prime. That was like the prime fucking ribeye steak of dog treats.
Until Snossages came out.
Yeah, man. So I was like, holy shit, look at that. Dude, this promo, I can't add anything. I mean, my description of what you just heard ain't going to help none at all.
That motherfucker just knocked it out of the park is what he did.
He nailed it. Harper, are you there, or did you, like, go to the bathroom or something?
No, I mean, I was thinking, you think if you did that nowadays, you would have to cover up the brand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless they paid for some placement.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, unless, because that's the only way those brands are getting on
Raw nowadays or SmackDown. Like, it's an ad placement. It's I mean, basically, Meaty Bone just got free advertisement right there.
I know, huh?
But that dude, that him, maybe he called her a hoe.
Maybe I'll have some Meaty Bones with my baked potato later.
They're still around.
Wow. That's nice, Doc. Harper, anything else from that? Because that was fabulous.
I mean, that was great, bro. Fuck a soliciting thing.
Oh my God!
He did everything but pull out a rag and apply some ether to Shivani's nose.
Yeah, no.
What's been going on? Shivani was in the back. I was in the back on the phone.
I was talking to Mama. Were you? I mean, he completely denied and played the fool. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
Perfect heel work there. Oh, my. Okay, so next match is Brad Armstrong versus El Lobo. Brad wins. Doc, any thoughts on what we saw?
Well, I just wondered if El Lobo was maybe Chavo Sr. or something.
I don't have no clue who it is. Tim Moretti will tell us, though.
Lasertron was Hector. I just figured they're putting all the Mexicans under hoods.
Okay. Harper, any thoughts on the match or no?
Yeah, damn thing.
Yeah, me either. We got next Brad and Bob Armstrong. I don't have this queued up to play. Doc, did you have thoughts on it?
No, I don't. It's just a solid meat and potatoes Armstrong boys interview. They're getting ready to go to that cup. Get all they got.
Like what you said about the mule. What did you say something about the mule? I forgot what he said.
I forgot too. Right. I will ask y'all this though. Bullet Bob look like he's in better shape in 92 and 93 than he does here.
I was thinking the same thing. He looks thicker.
Yep.
Yes. And when we say thicker, not fatter, he looks like he's got more mass, like muscle mass. And you know, 5 years later he looks bigger, muscle wise. You know.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yep. All right. Well, Doc mentioned a second ago how great of a promo Cornette just cut, and it's not even in the running for the Rolex. And I got a feeling why. And with all that said, let's cue up this next one with Ole Anderson.
Fans, as you know, a lot of things have been going on with the Four Horsemen. We've been looking to talk to Ole Anderson, finally get a chance to talk to him. Ole, why don't you just come in here and tell us your side of the story?
Well, as you say, a lot of people have been asking me what's happening with the Four Horsemen. I'll tell you this, as far as Flair is concerned, I really don't know because I haven't talked to him. Arn, I've only heard some things about him, and I'd say the kid's a little bit confused that maybe he's just letting his brain race a little bit further than it should right now. Lex Luger, I tell you right now, you might be making a big mistake. You're a big kid, good-looking, got a lot of future. But I don't think you're going to have a future with a guy like James J. Dillon. I don't think you're going to have a future with a guy like Tully Blanchard, the man that's the outsider. And I tell you why. Because anytime a person puts their business, whatever it might be, whether it's making cars or down here at the factory someplace putting up tomatoes, or it's a farmer out here growing corn, if you put that ahead of your family, then you're making a big mistake. And I'll tell you what, in the years I've been on Earth, I finally maybe learned myself that there is something that's very important, that is family. And anytime I got to listen to a guy like Tully Blanchard or James J. Dillon calling my people no good and making some comment about my son! Now you take a look and you ask yourself, you're sitting at home, you're right here in this building. What's more important to you if it isn't your family? What do we got Christmas for? What do we got birthdays? What do we got all these things for if it's not family? Well, I'll tell you, it's real important to me. Family is real important. And nobody makes a comment about my boy. I understand Dylan, he's even got this big Bubba. Well, I'll tell you what, Bubba, if you think it's easy, ask some of these people here, ask them all around the country what it was like when the Andersons were riding high. I might be an old horse, but as far as I'm concerned, there's still one ride left. Bubba, Tully, JJ, anybody else that wants a piece of Anderson, it's going to be real, real easy. I know, Arn, you talked about the fire. You looked in my eyes and you said maybe the fire was going. Well, you look in my eyes again. You know what they say? The flame burns brightest just before it goes out. Well, maybe I'm on my way out, but it's burning bright right now. And I got one reason above all, that I'm going to make sure I knock some heads and I break some arms. And I'll tell you what that reason is.
It's that son of mine. It's that snot nose. And everywhere I go, I'll be looking at you, Tully. I'll be looking at you, JJ. And I'll be looking for you, Big Bubba. And I'll be looking at you, and I'm going to be calling you a snot nose. Look out, because Anderson's coming.
Well, hot damn. Harper, I'll throw it to you first.
The flame's burning, motherfucker. This reminded me of a Dusty's promo when he says, I may not look like the athlete of today, but I'm bad, and they know I'm bad. This reminded me of his version of that.
Yeah, where, I remember that one. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm, where he might be old, but, you know, he still got some fucking fight left in him.
Shit, yeah.
And it sucks to be you.
Shit, yeah.
Go ask some of these people that have tangled me what that's about.
Yeah.
When he said that, I thought, okay.
Harper, what else you got from me?
It's just, he's, the flame's burning, motherfucker. It's not out. And when he says, what do you say when the flame burns the brightest right before it goes out?
Yeah.
That was great. Because it makes you think, is this the end? Is this the last time we're going to see Ole Anderson wrestle?
Yeah, man.
I better buy a ticket to see that.
Exactly.
Doc, what did you have from this?
Man, you know, there's guys like Sting and Steamboat that never really turn heel, and then there's heels, you know, that don't turn babyface. On paper, that guy does not make for a compelling babyface by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep.
But he's so damn good that he just went out there and did it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
So more than any other thing you can say about lines he said, like we do for other people, we all now believe him to be a babyface. Ole Anderson.
Right. Just like that.
Dude, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and tell you this was like one of the greatest babyface turns in wrestling history, because that wouldn't, I mean, that probably wouldn't make much sense. But just like Harper just said, just like that, that old fucking old curmudgeon just cut a fantastic babyface promo. And he just told Big Bubba and the rest of the horsemen to stick it. And it was as intense as anything you'll ever hear, man. Like, that was fantastic. I told Doc about this a few weeks back. He was talking about the promo. I was like, wait till you hear Ole respond. I was like, wait till. Did I oversell it, Doc?
Maybe a little.
Oh, bullshit. You're full of it. Okay, Doc, anything else from this? Because this was 3 minutes of intensity from Ole.
Well, the big thing here is that this demands a response, because, you know, we have not heard where, I mean, we know where some of these guys stand, but we don't know where Ole stands.
No, we do know where Ole
stands. I mean, Arn, I'm sorry, Arn.
Right, we don't know where Arn stands. We don't know where Rick stands either at this point. Let's keep tabs on that. But you're right.
So now it's, right now it's JJ and Tully versus Ole.
Yes, sir. Harper, anything else before we move on?
No, let's go.
Next match is Luger, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard versus Alan Martin, Bill Mulkey, and Larry Stevens. Arn yells into the camera something at Ole. The crowd starts chanting Ole. I mean, these people, for what it's worth, this old bastard that they hated for the longest, they love him.
Yeah.
And they're chanting his name, and they love them some Ole. Arn hits the spine buster and then the gourd buster and then wins it for his team. Any thoughts from the match, Harper, with them chanting Ole or anything else we saw?
I mean, the fans are invested into this storyline.
Yes. I mean, it was a big deal. I remember when he turned. I wasn't watching, you know, I couldn't watch every single week, but I do remember when he turned, and I remember people really, really enjoying or really behind him. I mean, you know, that's the thing, man. You say that psychology all the time, or you hear it all the time from them old timers, man. When people hate a heel, when he turns, if they really hated him, they love him that much more. And I mean, look at this. They love him. And 2 weeks into it, and they are in love with them with some Ole. So, yeah, man. Doc, anything from the match?
No, sir.
All right, so we'll go next to J.J. Dillon, who is going to be out there real quick, not a long one, and let's hear what J.J.'s got to say.
We are with James J. Dillon.
You know, Tony, as the administrative director of Tully Blanchard Enterprises, I've taken on the added responsibility throughout the last year of administering to the Four Horsemen as a whole, and it's been a very, very trying 2 weeks for us. A lot of things came up that were not anticipated that we've had to adjust to, but that's what separates the winners from the losers, and I want to known publicly right here and now that things with the Four Horsemen are as tight as they've always been. Everything has been taken care of. We've made the adjustments that have needed to be made. And before today's program is over, I have what I'm sure will have to be regarded as a major announcement.
Okay, James J. Dillon with what he says is a major announcement. We'll be back with more right after.
I don't know how major of an announcement it is because, I mean, we know what's coming and what he's going to announce. It's
Maybe he's announcing that the Horsemen from now on will be sponsored by Meaty Bones.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Doc or Harper, before we keep going?
No. What is he going to tell us?
Yeah. What's he going to say? What's the big announcement?
I don't know what the big announcement is, but we got a promo coming up from JJ. Well, JJ, Tully, and Arn are out there right now. Let me say this. So, I think y'all might want to listen up right now to hear what's about to be said.
We're back with James J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, and Arn Anderson.
It's kind of pure and simple, Ollie. I'm talking to you now. I'm not talking to the millions, billions of Americans across this country. I'm talking to you. You Harp family. Nobody talks about your family. Well, Ollie, you're talking about let your family down. Well, you were watching your son do something that's an individual sport. He didn't need you up there, Ole. Tag team wrestling is not an individual sport. It takes two. So you see, you called Tully Blanchard an outsider. It wasn't Ole Anderson that was coming by my house, picking me up in the mornings, going to Flair's to work out. It wasn't Ole Anderson that was spotting me on that bench or the squat or whatever it may be, making me get two more reps, making me excel at what I do, pushing me that much further. It wasn't Ole Anderson that was going with me out to eat at the fine restaurants. It wasn't Ole Anderson that was my companion, my family. You look right here. This was my family. So you're talking about turning your back on my family. Everybody looks at me. How can you turn your back on Ole? Ole, I didn't turn my back on you. You turned your back on the only thing that I hold true, that's being a horseman. And you see, all these people have suddenly got behind you, Ole. But the reason is, they don't understand what we've done the battle lines. Ole Anderson took his kid over his business and the rest of his family. He took us over the Four Horsemen, so Ole, all I can say to you, yes, I saw the fire in your eyes one last time, maybe. Brighter than it's ever been, but only at what expense? Because you see, we're not tag champions, and you're not a horseman. So was the price too much? Ask yourself that. Nikita Koloff, U.S. Heavyweight title is all that's left. We've conquered all our goals except you. So I'm taking only out of my mind. I'm not worried about tag team wrestling. I'm putting it all behind me. My mind is finally clear. I'm coming for you, and you know exactly what that means. It's just a matter of time, Nikita.
Arn, there's a ray of sunshine in all of this. That number 7 seeded spot in the cup, we've taken care of that situation. Kevin Sullivan will be there in Baltimore to be your partner, and he can more than hold his end up.
Super JJ. That's right.
Okay. Words from James J. Dillon and, of course, Arn Anderson. Let's go back to the ring.
Well, hot damn. Doc, what you got?
Bruh.
Don't bro me. Tell me what you got.
Well, when he starts talking about you turned your back on me, you weren't the one picking me up to go work out at Flair's house, and you weren't the, you know, your boy was an individual sport. This is a tag. This is a team. That's some powerful stuff. What we also need to see is how Dusty responds, because, you know, it's kind of like the Smothers and White Boy thing in Smoky Mountain, man. Only ain't the guy wearing the white hat. Now, for Dusty, Dusty's like, we got an axe to grind, pal, so you may be, these people might like you, but you done too much to me. So, I thought that was fantastic, excellent. Arn is intense, and I love when that's the battle line. He just chose the horseman over his blood. that's now his blood. He's joined the mob. It's like joining the mob. He's turned. Mm-hmm. He's chosen his thing, and now we know.
You got a good point about what Dusty has to say about all this, because that's true. Harper, what did you have from this?
He fucking picked the horseman. And fucking, where was Ole? He wasn't picking it up from, you know, to go to the fucking gym. Fuck you. With that damn little rat bastard kid.
Whoa.
Damn.
What? You know what I took from this? Orange just told Ole to go to hell.
Sure did.
Pretty much.
See you at the funeral, pal.
He says, fuck you and that damn kid. I'm going out with Tully tonight.
And, I mean, the fans are chanting. They continue to chant Ole, which, again, Ole's over. He's over as a face. Arn is claiming that Ole should have chosen the horseman over his kid. I mean, this is just – as Harper's over there getting blown or something or going through his notes. I don't know what's going on as you hear all that noise. But this was fantastic. JJ breaks the news about Kevin Sullivan. Did you catch that, Doc?
JJ's always on it, man. Yeah, I'm here for you. I found you a new partner. Ole wouldn't be your partner. I already got you somebody. He's the damn devil.
Yeah, dude. I can't. I want to see this. I guess we would never get to see it, huh?
I don't know how much they show of the tag tournament. I don't remember how much they show of it, to be honest. But Kevin Sullivan. Yeah, first time we've heard his name since we started doing this. It's crazy how everybody we cover in Smoky Mountain is also at some point, it seems, in the NWA.
Wrestling, pal.
Yeah, Southern Wrestling. You got that right. All right, anything else, Harper, from this segment?
No, sir.
All right, Doc, you?
No, thank you.
Lasertron defeats Tommy Angel in the next match, Hector Guerrero, that is.
Bro, there's like an 8-year-old. There's like an 8-year-old girl that goes, break him down, Hector, or something. I was like, hey. Kayfabe, little girl, shit. You know, he's just he's out there in that mask. You can't see his face, but his face just dropped when she said that. Because even the little, he was like, the smart ass teenagers are there if they're doing it fine. But this little girl was a little girl, man. Shit, you're getting full of the little girls with this crap.
You think fucking laser charge to join Trump's Space Force?
Yeah.
Yes. I am trying to figure out. There's somebody who's in that crowd that's always yelling. That's right. You tell them.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I've been contacting people who may know, and nobody's been able to tell me who that is at this point. So, Jeremy, longtime listener out there, I know you sent me a tweet about that. Man, I'm trying to find out if anybody who knows who that dude is, because for at least a year straight, that dude's been yelling. That's right. You tell them. Like, he basically says the same thing over and over. I don't know who it is. We're on the case, though.
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, who knows? If he's still
maybe
alive.
Maybe it's Margie's boyfriend.
Oh,
that's nice. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so next up, we do have the Midnight Express versus Mike Jackson and Dexter Westcott. Midnight Express wins. Dexter Westcott, we're going to do a watch-along next week. That son of a gun gets stretched by Ronnie Garvin in ways you can't imagine next week. And we've seen Ronnie stretch a lot of people, just pointing it out. Any thoughts on that actual match, Harper?
No, sir.
All right, Doc, you?
I like how Mac Jackson's out there wrestling like he's Bruiser Brody and shit, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting my shit in. I love it.
Yeah, he's talented, man. He just didn't have the look, I guess, for whatever.
And he looks like he could sell you some sensible insurance, though.
Yeah,
get you a real good policy.
Car salesman, you name it, man. He's on it, bro. So, all right. So we got a Rock and Roll Express promo. I had planned on playing it. Would you all be in agreement?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, but just nothing leaped out. But I thought Morton was pretty good there. But again, standard issue.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Back with us live.
I said don't play it. I hear more.
Did you hear the response? I thought y'all wanted me to play it.
No.
Paul Jones and his men.
We're going to talk over it then.
Jim Crockett Memorial.
$1 million.
You are the WA World Tag Team Champion. But see, Tony, the Rock and Roll Express, we're going to be there. But we just couldn't have the titles run our way.
Yeah, before you know it, Paul Jones, those titles might just be around their waist. But speaking of the Jim Crockett Memorial Senior Cup for $1 million is the biggest wrestling event in the world today. No matter what anybody else does, we don't need no movie stars. We don't need no big singers to be out here with us because we got the best wrestlers and wrestling tag teams in the world, baby. I'm talking about NWA style. Woo! The best in the world. But you believe me, baby, and believe it so. We might be sitting fourth, but they're going to know.
All right, that's actually the part I wanted to hear, what Harper was talking about, where he mentions not needing musicians and movie stars. That's what you're talking about, right, Harper?
Right, but they got Alan Cove a couple of weeks ago.
Right. They got, yeah.
I like to fuck the shit out of you.
Okay. All right. We'll keep going then. We got the Rock and Roll Express with Randy Mulkey and Daryl Dalton. I don't know who Daryl Dalton is, but he had a damn rat tail, and he had no clue what he was
doing.
Are they just
out there giving him baseball player names? Because remember the catcher for the Phillies named Darren Dalton?
Oh, that's true.
So we got Darren Dalton and Zane Smith. It's like fucking Dusty's watching TBS baseball coming up with names for his jobbers.
That's actually very possible how it went down. But that dude didn't know what he was doing, dude. He didn't even know how to lock up with Ricky Morton. Then he took the double drop kick and he bumped sideways, but it was bad. Anyway, Rock and Roll win easily. Thoughts on the match, Harper?
No.
Dude, how bad was it?
It was bad. I mean, that guy didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Did he have a day of bump training? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out because, you know, like when you first start wrestling, man, you learn to bump first, and you know, once you figure out how to just fall on your back, man, that part ain't too difficult if you ask me. But this guy just didn't have it down. Doc, any thoughts from the match before I move to JJ and Lex?
No, we should probably get to JJ and Lex. I need to know what they're going to say.
All right, well, here it is.
Okay, back with us now again, James J. Dillon, along with Lex Luger.
Well, Tony, I promised you a big announcement before today was over, and it's kind of funny. Normally, the horsemen like to take care of their business in private. We've been very successful doing that, like all your big companies do, but Ole Anderson has kind of changed all that because he's laundered his dirty laundry in public the last couple times out, and I think that kind of sets him apart from everyone else, and deservedly so, but his actions have created a void. We've said we've washed our hands of Ole Anderson. You know, this great athlete here has been standing in the wings, and I get 50, 100, 200 pieces of mail, letter, telegrams, videotapes from nobodies all wanting to jump on the bandwagon and be a horseman. But there was one individual that was a superstar in his own right that shocked even me and went on national television and said, I want to be a horseman, a man that was already a star in his own right. And that caught my attention. And he's been by our side and through thick and thin the last couple weeks with all the things that have come down. Les Luger has very patiently sat by the sidelines and has still been firmly committed to what he said on day one, I want to be a horseman. And Lex Luger, we got a big party scheduled next week when Nature Boy Ric Flair is back in town. But we're going to make it public right now because we need to get some things done. As of this moment, Mr. Lex Luger is officially the fourth horseman.
Thank you. Congratulations, Lex. You deserve it.
Thank you. You know, J.J. Dillon will attest. I've remained silent throughout this adversity and turmoil. I haven't been a vulture circling up above because I don't need an Ole Anderson to fall on his face to make my mark in the sport of professional wrestling. But I stated from day one that I wanted to be a horseman. You know, we come out here and talk about jewelry, get the money, the cars, the extrinsic rewards of being a horseman. That just scratches the surface. Because what it is, it's family. These guys since day one have made me feel like their own brother. We do everything together. We travel together. We train together. We're family. That's the most important thing of being a horseman. Now, what I'd like to say right now is there's one thing that's been happening. Now, JJ, you can attest to this. There's something that's been going on here. These guys...
I apologize for this.
They're interrupting our interview with this holy chant, but I'll say one thing. This thing right here, this is a historic moment in the sport of professional wrestling. It's the pinnacle
You know this
stand out here
of achievement
like
in my athletic career. We will go down individually and collectively as the greatest group, not only in professional wrestling, but in the world of professional sports. Mark my words, the Four Horsemen.
Next week, I'll have every one of these people ejected. In fact, now might not be too soon. When Flair's here next week, you haven't heard the last of it. You don't have to be subjected to this kind of ridicule.
All right, the big announcement that Lex Luger is now the Four Horsemen. More action right after this.
All right, Doc, thoughts on the big announcement that we knew was coming?
How great is JJ to just pour gas on that at the end? I'll have all of you ejected next week. Just
that was
a master stroke right there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the end of the Horseman.
The end of the Horseman, or just another version?
Yeah.
You listen to all the old timers. The first one was the best.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Yeah. First is best, but I mean,
it's all over now.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Doc, besides that asinine comment?
I gotta say goodnight to my little baby girl.
Okay, Harper, what about you?
Dude, I want to go to this fucking party.
What party?
The one with fucking Rick and all, when fucking Rick gets back.
Can you imagine?
Jesus. Officially bring fucking Luger to the Horseman? Fuck.
Did you hear Luger say the Horsemen do everything together?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you bet your ass they do everything together, right?
Because they're family.
Yeah, that's right. So, any other thoughts, Harper?
What do you need from me?
I'm talking to Harper, not you right now. Any other thoughts, Harper?
Nah.
Harper does what I tell him to do. He thinks what I tell him to think.
That's great. Reminder, if you're listening to the show on YouTube, this is just one portion of it. To listen to the show in its entirety, you can find it anywhere you get your podcast.
What else could there be?
Podcast where you can write us a 5-star review. Please do so. You can listen on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, TuneIn Radio, just by searching Book in the Territory. Subscribe however you get your podcast, and never, ever miss a show. Doc, are we playing the Paul Jones, Manny, and Rick Rude promo next?
No.
The awesome Doofin' Baby.
What I want to know is Harper and I are here for this whole thing, so what else are you playing for these people? You bringing on that jabroni that does world class or something? Because the talent is right here locked in.
For the
right
500th
now.
Time, the early YouTube bonus is from the time we start talking about the NWA to the time when we give out the Rolex and grade the show.
I don't see color.
Or after,
I just see one show
is not on the YouTube channel. You asked the question, I gave an answer. You're a fucking idiot though, and I've answered that a few times, and you do not understand because you got, as my mama used to say, bad understanding. You know what they say about people with bad understanding? A hard head makes for a soft ass, meaning you need your ass whooped.
Joke,
what was it?
Ass.
Same
what was
shit
it the,
over and over.
Man, I think Phil Allen may be the only one that might know this. You know Paul Mooney, right? Paul Mooney, right? The comedian who used to write for Richard Pryor. He had a saying like that once. He's like, my grandmama told me one time there if ain't no reason for a girl to have a wet pussy and a dry purse.
Oh,
I've heard that one. Yeah. That's just wrong. That's just dirty.
That's nice.
That's classy, right?
Pull that out. Pull that out at the X-rated show, Harper.
All right. Well, we'll keep going. We got Mike Rotunda versus Thunderfoot One next. Thunderfoot messed up the finish the first time with the airplane
spin.
Yeah,
Rotunda
came back to it. Rotunda wins. Any thoughts from the match besides that?
No.
Yeah, me either. Y'all made a comment about the Rotunda promo and him calling out WWF. Did y'all want to give it a listen?
He took a shot.
Yeah.
So are we listening to it or what are we doing?
He took a shot.
I'm going to assume that means we are listening to it. So, right, hold on. Let me get to it because y'all didn't give me enough lead time. Damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I just looked at the mess up, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, it wasn't clean.
No. Here it is.
Great win, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tony. You know, I got a lot on my mind right now. First of all,
The Crockett Memorial Cup is right around the corner. Tim Horner's my partner, and we're going after it. We're unseated, but we'll be ready. Secondly, there's a Florida Heavyweight Championship on the line. Ed the Bull Gantner, tomorrow night, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, we'll see you there. You know, I'm looking forward to being in the NWA. There's a lot of great wrestlers here, and I'm going after some titles because I feel that in the NWA, if you have the credentials, you have the ability, and you work hard, you're going to get a shot at those titles. And believe me, it's not like that everywhere.
Okay, Mike Rotundo, and what a great win. And a warning out to Ed Bull Gantner tomorrow night.
All right, Doc, you want to address what he was, what he may have been talking about there?
I think it was something about having to blow respect the Booker man or be a cartoon character to get a title shot, allegedly, maybe.
Yeah, that pretty much sounds like it up in the WWF, I would assume.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Mike Rotundo, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Harper, any thoughts from you?
I guess this was around the time of Sports Entertainment 3, you know, because you can't say wrestling anymore.
Oh, ha, ha, ha,
ha. So this was their little dig to the WWF or right before Mania 3.
I still don't understand the whole concept of that. Just the stupidity of not being able to say professional wrestling. Call it what the hell it is.
I know, huh?
God. Okay, I guess, and that's it. They go off air on that point. We need to give out some Rolexes and rate the show. I'm just going to throw it to Doc. Doc, Rolex, what you got?
You're not going to agree with me on this, but I'm not giving the Rolex to Ole. I'm giving it to Arn. Ole did what he had to do. Arn had a choice, and Arn made a choice to really go with the Horseman, and he dug in on that interview. I'm going with that.
No, I can't knock you for that. Who are you giving it to, Harper?
It's fucking Ole.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
I got to give it to Ole because this is the first time we've seen him cut a babyface promo, and for him to come out that strong shouldn't surprise me, and it doesn't. But he cuts a hell of a promo, so I'm giving it to Ole. That was a hell of a babyface promo from somebody who's a nasty old curmudgeon that people really, really, truly hate. But yet he dug in and just whooped some ass on that one. So I'm definitely giving it to Ole there. Doc, you want me to rate it or you want to rate it? How are we gonna?
I'll let you go first, my friend.
I'm gonna give it an A. I'm giving it an A on the strength of corny. On his promo, because we ain't talked about that. We talking about Ole and Arn in the running, but Corny's promo, Ole's promo, Arn's promo, bingo, bam, boom. This shit's getting an A based on that.
Yeah, it gets an A+, dude. A+.
You give him an A+, even though we didn't really have a competitive match. Well, we did have a competitive match.
We had a title match.
Right, that's what I'm saying. A fucking title change hands.
A 20-minute title match. Mm-hmm.
That's true. My bad.
What the fuck? What did you watch?
I had a big old serving of Hennessy, bro, tonight.
And he's too busy off watching World Class with that guy, and he's off watching Mid-South for that show that ain't ever going to come out.
What the hell?
Instead of focusing on the moneymaker here.
I'm about to shoot a promo on you.
Go for it.
Straighten up, bitch.
I love it. Oh, man. Okay, so what else are we doing here? Doc, what's your rating?
Yeah, I was going to say, do I get to rate this? Man, I was torn between both of what you guys did for that. But you got a title change, a couple of good matches, and three really hot promos. And no matter if I like it or not, a new Horseman was announced. How's that not an A+?
Okay, I'm gonna change it to A+ then. Does that make you happy?
I don't care what you do. I worry about what I do. You worry about what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's really nice, Doc. All right, so there you go. 3 A+s. I changed mine. A+.
And the former Anderson family sweeps the Rolexes.
Ole gets it from Harper and I, and Arn gets it from Doc. There you go.
And we still don't know what Rick has to say. He will be here next week to address the situation.
Dude, Rick's going to be here next week, and it's really, really good. Let me just say that. Rick's, I mean, it's Ric Flair. I mean, come on. And remember, I think it's next week where, remember Harper, he, a couple weeks ago, was, I will be coming around the mountain.
Yeah.
She come. Well, guess what? He pulls that one out again next week on Precious. So they
I bet that's not all he pulled out on Precious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the baby arm with the apple on the end. Jesus Christ. Okay, so, hey, if you are not doing so, please use our Amazon referral link. It is tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. It is a great way to support the show on an ongoing basis every time you purchase from Amazon. Go buy Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, which is Life Lessons Galore. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Bookmark it. Give it to your wives and girlfriends, whoever shops on Amazon, and please tell them to use it. We would greatly appreciate it. Doc and Harper, give me some cover time now. I need to be able to pull up the promo of the week.
I got you. Harper, can you tell us, isn't Wildcat X-Rated coming up? What can you tell us about that?
Well, Doc, keep in mind this is going to air after X-Rated.
What How the was fuck?
Oh, okay, I've got it. How was X-Rated, Harper?
Oh, it was fun. It was great.
That's awesome.
Show.
Really? I mean, just, yeah. You know, any surprises that we should have known, that we should have seen coming?
I mean, Tommy Dreamer showed up.
Awesome.
He's on the card right now, asshole. This is the problem. Now that we have this, now that we record this one a week out, we got to be mindful of that. Like the Smoky Mountain one, we're used to it because some of those are done 3 weeks out. But this is the problem. But it allows me some freedom to be able to get this shit up on time and not have to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning the night before a show's supposed to drop. But yeah, man, I really appreciate you guys making that work for me. But Wildcat X-Rated happened last week. As you're
great
listening,
great success.
To this.
Yeah. Everybody's envelope was full. I love to hear it.
Yeah.
Hanging from the rafters, brother.
I sure hope you asked Tracy about his rats and Khaki's Lounge and all that.
Hey, that's what someone wanted to ask him.
Yeah. So first, Harper, remember, jot this down in your Trapper Keeper or in your binder or whatever else you use, okay? Number one, we want him back on the show, but this time I got to schedule it where you can be on with me. So it's me and you talking to Tracy. Because I think that would be fabulous because you've managed him. And, yeah, I think that would be good. We'll try to make that work. I can see Tracy saying something off the cuff and you being like, that's real classy. So that's number one. So you got to tell Tracy we want to get him back on because we had great success the first time. And then I'm trying to think. Doc, what else did we want to ask Tracy?
Well, Andrew said, he was going to get him to do the whole, this is Tracy Smothers or something. You know, I'll listen to Smoky Mountain podcast or something for you.
We'll do that.
Oh, Andrew's going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, Andrew does look out for us. I will say, yeah. That, man. Andrew does look out for us. So cool. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to tell him thank you. I'll be proactive and say, Andrew, thank you in advance for doing that. So yeah, that'll work. That'll be cool. Is he going to get him on video or just audio?
I'm so confused if I should be using future, present, or past tense right now. Right. I don't know what to do.
I'm all fucked up in there.
I feel like Harper and I got in Boogie's time machine to go back to fix wrestling, and we got stuck like Back to the Future.
I'm
a picture
I'm
of me and Harper
up.
With some bitches, and we're all starting to disappear.
Oh,
if we
no.
If we don't get the flux capacitor fixed.
Our promo picks are starting to disappear.
I'm all fucked up in the head. I can't lie. It's like, what are we talking about? What are we doing here? Okay. All right. Yeah, that's cool. Andrew, if you're listening to this, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Doc, anything else? Anything else you got?
Are we doing some kind of promo here?
Yeah, we're going to do a promo. But do you got anything before we go to it?
No, I'm ready to get the. I'm about done with you people. You know me, man. I had a hard day with the bookers at work. It's so hard. I left it like midday and came home and started drinking.
Dude. What he isn't telling y'all is he is a complete mark for himself. He loves doing this show and will break his back to do it to make sure it happens. he says he's had enough, but he's lying through his teeth. He ain't had enough of shit. He could be on, if it weren't for his wife outside right now in that room he's in, bitching at him about being on, Doc would talk for 4 hours straight about this shit.
And here's how I know, and if he does it, you need to end the show. But here's how I call your ass on this. Harper, hit the tagline.
Book it, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. All right. So this is mid-South. This is from the UWF 1987 in March. So around the same time that we're doing this show. And Precious is Sunshine is in the UWF. Michael Hayes is in the UWF. Dark Journey's in the UWF. And just listen and pay attention to what goes down here. Can y'all see my screen?
Whole bunch of hillbillies. Jesus Christ. Pre-diabetic pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's nice.
They filmed this in Oklahoma, right?
I used to live there.
Remember all the heat you got for telling the Oklahoma people when we went to that IWR show that time that when you left the building you had to wash the stupid off of you?
I told you, and I also remember telling you we should go up there and start an electric scooter business because that shit was
bruh,
clean up,
the fucking
man.
Money printer would have been just fired up like a motherfucker, huh? Can you imagine if we started a scooter bit that at least for that show we went to? Holy shit. We would have been selling them by the score.
It was like people paid $8 and a chromosome to get it. Sorry.
You want to stop laughing so you can make your point?
I'm looking at these people and they remind me so much of those people and they're just sad.
This is 1987, and that was 2016. Bro, we saw some special people that night.
No kidding. And all those carnies were lined up to soak them out of their cash, too.
It's wrong. Harper, it's so wrong. He got banned. They wouldn't let him back in. Let me say this. The promoter told me after what Doc said on the podcast next week, do not bring that dude back. He's not welcome at our shows.
And you know what that makes me? Better than 99.9% of the indie wrestlers out there today that can't draw a damn dime or generate any heat.
That was a hell of a card, though. You got to be honest.
Oh, that was fun. Are you still there? I had fun. I just don't want to go back. Unless I'm covering
Harper, did we lose you? Harper. Jesus Christ. Oh, there he's back. All right. Are you ready? Can you see my screen?
Yeah, I see it.
All right. Here we go.
This is last week's exciting matchup between Chavo Guerrero and Rick Steiner. I'm Jim Ross. I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes. You're going to see the debut of Sam Houston in this hour of UWF action. Also, the wrestling debut of Steve Cox. And you'll also see the debut of the new UWF Tag Team Champions, Terry Taylor and Gentleman Chris Adams, in this hour of Universal Wrestling Federation action. Now, I've asked Dark Journey to join us because last week, Cowboy Bill Watts and Michael Hayes finally agreed on something, that it was a good idea to have a penalty box match. Now, seeing as though Dark Journey's going to be very much involved in this situation, you've had a while to think about it. What are your thoughts about signing a match with penalty box stipulation?
Well, my thoughts on it are I agree it's a very good idea because two can play the game. I'm tired of back jumpers and cheaters, and everybody in here is. And I've had it. And I'm going to tell you one thing, so you better listen up, Michael Hayes and Sunshine. While the Link is tearing your hide from one end of the ring to the other, I'm sure Sunshine's going to be right in this cage where she belongs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're going to be joined by Michael Hayes and Sunshine here. And I hope that we can keep a little bit of discretion here, Michael.
You know, I'm really getting sick of looking at you. I'm getting sick of your lies. Sick of your interference. This is exactly where you belong. You should feel at home in this. You know that?
Listen, while this match goes on, I'm going to do one thing while Link's taking care of you. I'm going to walk right up and slap the referee right in the face. And you know where that puts me? Right in the cage with you.
Hey, wait a minute, you two-tone Cadillac. Class does not belong, Cadillac. You're nothing but the Freebird dog.
Hey, hold on. Don't start messing with him. You understand me?
You look real good, girl. Run your mouth now. Now you see what a real woman's like. Come on, girl, get out. Get out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get out of this thing. Let's see the videotape replay of the tag team tournament.
That shit's just wrong, bro.
Yeah. How bad is your life if you're a female getting saved by the missing link?
Yeah, no, huh? It's crazy to think Bobby Heenan once managed him.
Yeah.
Jesus Lord.
Dude, no, that just reminds me how great Sunshine was.
You like Sunshine?
Sunshine was awesome, pal.
What a fucking two-tone Cadillac bitch ass.
I mean, she had fire, dude. She don't give a damn, dude. She'd fire up and just jump in there.
Well, so let me ask this: when it comes to Jimmy Garvin, did you like
Sunshine?
You like Sunshine better than Precious?
100%.
Wow, and Precious was the one he's married to.
That's not my problem. That's his problem.
It's like she had more pizzazz.
She's the girl that's a great word for that. She's the girl that would get you in the fight at the bar.
You know, it's funny.
And when they were promoting that, and they said Terry Taylor and Chris Adams, I bet the tag team titles weren't the only thing they were tag teaming back then.
Wow.
That tag team was probably cleaning up, pal.
Can you imagine? Holy shit. I got that promo if you want to see it.
No, I don't, but they were probably picking on Rube's, you know, Brenda and Wanda and Tulsa and just knocking them out 10 deep. What's your problem? You don't think black women should be in cages? Is that what your problem was?
I think that was a little stiff, dude.
You don't mind little brown children getting put in cages today, but you all of a sudden have a problem about Dark Journey?
I think that was a little stiff for Dark Journey. Bruh, Dark Journey looks like a darker version of Sasha to me.
But Dark Journey is hot, bro.
Bruh. Oh, my God. Back during this time period, I was like, ugh.
Come here, girl.
I'd love a piece of that. Give me that right there. Dirty Dick Slater freaking scored her. What the fuck, man? You imagine what he told her to score her, Doc?
Didn't she also do some time with Jake?
Ugh.
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm allegedly here. I don't know.
I really don't know. Someone out there will confirm it.
Imagine that on your resume. Just
hey,
both of those dudes.
Yeah. No. Jesus. Ugh. Jake. Which one is worse, Jake or Dick Slater?
It's got to be Jake.
It's got to be Jake, dude.
That guy's a legend in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh man. Hey Doc, we actually have we got 5 more minutes before we hit the hour and a half mark. Would you like to see a hell of a Briscoe's promo from this week's ROH?
If I have to, I gave up on the current product, but whatever.
I know you did, but let me share my screen and play this one for y'all because this shit was money.
Have you ever played the Christopher Daniels one? That's my favorite.
I think we were supposed to, or never did. So we really need to play that one. I'll find it. I'll find it, and we'll play it. So just to give some context around what's going on with this, because you know, we didn't have a guest this week, so we had a little extra time. The Briscoes are feuding with the Young Bucks right now, and could there be any more polar opposite teams, Doc? In your opinion,
maybe War Machine.
Yeah, I mean, just from the style, though, like Briscoes
Brody and Hanson.
Yeah.
And Briscoes are like completely old school, right?
Yeah, I love the Briscoe brothers.
Yes. Right,
well, you'll love this promo, you two, Harper, because like these guys, first off, they basically tell it like it is. It's just fabulous from that standpoint. It's just completely great. They're feuding with these freaking, you know, super kicking dudes who are out there playing games and making YouTube videos and all this other stuff. And it's real short. It's barely a minute long. So I'll play it. Here it is. Mark and Jay Briscoe.
What? People been asking a lot of damn questions. People been asking Briscoes, what's wrong with y'all? Why y'all going down this dark road? People asking why y'all acting the way y'all acting.
Yo, first of all, who was y'all to be asking us questions, man?
Who is y'all to be asking us anything? You know who we is? We the champs, baby. Mind your business. Now, Young Bucks, I want y'all to listen to me and listen to me real good. I'm going to give y'all your credit. Y'all the best in the world at selling t-shirts. Y'all the best in the world at making YouTube videos. Y'all can do so much stuff and y'all can do it so good. But let us tell you what you can't do. And that is to take these titles from the Briscoes.
Short, sweet, and to the point. Doc,
and they're thoughts. and they're in a backyard too, right?
Yeah.
That's yeah, just better. Wrestling's better when you cut promos in backyards instead of wrestling in them.
Yeah, buddy.
Backyards are meant for promos, not wrestling. There's a t-shirt right there.
Yeah.
The part about that that's good is everything they said is true about the Young Bucks with the selling t-shirts and making YouTube videos. And these two dudes are like, y'all can go fuck y'all selves. We here for a damn fight.
You just like them because they sound black just like you do.
Oh, my God. This has nothing to do with it.
Oh, bitch ass.
These dudes, you could put them in 1980. You can put them in 1990. Yep. You can put them in 2000. Yep. You can put them in 2018. They drawing money in every generation.
They ROH lost me and really just left so much money on the table, it caved the table in. When they didn't do more with Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe, I told you this week that could have been their Flair and Dusty.
People are going to think you crazy when you say that, but it's true.
I don't give a shit what people think.
What I'm saying is, like, what Doc is saying is that feud could have went on longer. Like, they finished it at Best in the World 2015, I think it was, and then it just kind of, like, fell up by the wayside. Or I forgot what direction the two went in after that, but you damn right. I think Lethal was, like, the TV champ and world champ at the same time or something. But you're right, man. These dudes are real, bro. They real.
I love the Briscoes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
They're fucking badass.
They are everything you want in wrestlers, and that's just a fact. So I don't know where else to go with this. We're about to get up out of here. So let me get a couple things in. Remember, become a patron. It really helps support the show. tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Check out Harper's t-shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, on our Pro Wrestling Tees store. If you go to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory and click shop now, you can get to one of his t-shirts. And then I put another one up on the Tee Public store. So check the links in the show description and you will find Harper's shirt that is a new one, which is Living the Dream, brother. You sold
if you
one
buy
on the
one,
day I put it up.
I'll call you with Mike's phone.
And if you believe that, you've got another thing coming. let's leave it at that. So, but yeah, go check out the shirts and go buy Doc's shirt too. The Docaholic for Life. They're not selling, but they're there. So there
what
you
the
go.
Fuck?
Nobody likes Doc. They all hate Doc.
No, I don't want people to buy my shirt anyway. I hope they all die.
That's real classy.
I hope they all leave the country and try to sneak back in.
Okay. All right. Well, couple things before we get out of here. Check out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH's Brian Malone, Mike Crockett. Do their things every single Monday. Again, just search Wrestling Podcast About Nothing or WPAM wherever you get your podcast. They do a lot of classic stuff these days. And check out Our Vantage Point, the northern version of BTT, on their June 18, 2018 show. A very controversial segment took place where they did the Mount Rushmore and Death Valley of the Four Horsemen members. It's an interesting discussion. I got a feeling it'll piss off the Southern brethren. But nothing but love for you guys up there doing your Northern thing in the WWF. So thank you very much for your support, Our Vantage Point. They too drop every single Monday. So check them out as well. Quinn and Joe, thank you very much. They also have a Facebook page. Just search Our Vantage Point on Facebook. Go join their community. A lot of fun, lots of old school wrestling discussions. And I ain't got nothing else. Harper is going to be doing X-Rated this weekend, even though by the time this airs, it would have already have taken place. So, you know, we're all in this space-time continuum of craziness. This will air on June 28, 2018. But like I said, we're recording it on June 20th. Doc, you got anything before we get out of here?
Bye.
Harper, anything before we get out of here?
No, sir.
Hit the tagline, Harper, and let's roll.
fucking bitch.